As Joe Biden fades in New Hampshire, supporters look to diverse Nevada, South Carolina. By Joel B. Polak on February 10, 2020. Manchester, New Hampshire, polls showed former Vice President Joe Biden dropping in New Hampshire and nationwide on Monday, the day before Granite State voters are set to go to the polls. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, took the national lead in a Quinnipiac poll released Monday, and Biden has performed poorly in recent New Hampshire polls. Biden supporters, who gathered at St. George's Greek Orthodox Church in Manchester for a Get Out the Vote event Monday evening, are putting a brave face on what their candidate admitted in last Friday's debate might be a hit, in the negative sense, come Tuesday. David Pecoraro, a retired public school teacher, drove all the way from New York City to canvass for Biden in New Hampshire. He is concerned, he says, about our democracy. But he is not concerned about a loss in New Hampshire. He told Breitbart News that Biden's campaign will go forward, regardless. Of course he'll go forward. Because, with all due respect to New Hampshire and Iowa, they don't look like the rest of America. He said that the more diverse electorates in those states would put Biden back on top. Nevada has a large Latino population, and African American voters make up a majority of participants in South Carolina's Democratic primary. Perhaps in anticipation of those contests, Biden has begun criticizing former South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, as well as Sanders. Pecoraro said, "Mayor Pete's a nice guy. But this election's not a joke. I lived through George McGovern in 1972. If Sanders is the nominee, Kevin McCarthy will become Speaker of the House and Mitch McConnell will have a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. That might make you happy," he said, referring to this Breitbart News reporter. "But to me, it means Vladimir Putin will be running our country." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.